Continuing with our look at Death Barzakh, Resurrection, Yom Al-Qiyamah. Today I'd like to look at the concepts of Jahannam and Jannah. Well, let's start with Jahannam. And each ayah that one reads about Jahannam just shakes one absolutely out of any apathy that we might have. Surah Al-Mudathir, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is surah number 74. Let's look at ayah 27. He says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرْ. What will make you realize what hell is? لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَزَرْ. It leaves nothing, nor does it spare anything. لَوَّاحَةٌ لِلْبَشَرْ. It scorches the mortal, the human being. عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرْ. Over it are 19. And some Mufassireen say this says there are 19 faculties. If misused, take us to Jahannam. And possibly the most awesome or the most severest difficult part of Jahannam is its eternal nature. It also has 7 gates, each gate with an allotted share. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Surah number 15, Surah Al-Hijr, ayah 43. He says, وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And surely Jahannam is the promised place of them all. This is talking about those who denied the truth. And he says, لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ. It has 7 gates. لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْعٌ مَقْسُومٌ. And there shall be a separate allocated share for each gate. We will look at the inscriptions on the doors of Jahannam as given to us by a hadith. But in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who profess hypocrisy will be in the lowest level of the fire. And if you look at Surah An-Nisa, this is Surah number 4, and look at ayah 145, he says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِالدَّرْقِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Surely the hypocrites are in the lowest stage of the fire. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَسِيرًا. And you shall not find a helper for them. But he continues to say, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Except those who do a U-turn, who do tawbah. وَأَصْلَحُوا. And amend. وَأَتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ. And are sincere in their religion to Allah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They will be with those who believe. وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah will grant the believers a mighty reward. There are many descriptions of the torments of Jahannam, but I prefer to look at it in a way whereby we never have to see it. And therefore, by looking at this hadith, which is part of a hadith quoted in Bihar al-Anwar, narrated by Abdullah ibn Masud, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told by the angel Jibreel about the inscriptions on the 8 doors of Jannah and the 7 doors of Jahannam. So let's look at the 7 doors of Jahannam. On the first door of Jahannam, it says, مَنْ رَجَ اللَّهُ سَعِدَ مَنْ خَافَ اللَّهُ أَمَنَ وَلَحَالِكَ الْمَغْرُورُ مَنْ رَجَى غَيْرَ اللَّهِ وَخَافَ سِوَى. One who hopes in Allah is helped. One who fears Allah is safe. And unsuccessful is the disillusioned one who hopes in other than Allah and fears other than Him. So there's 3 inscriptions on there. Let's look at each one. One who hopes in Allah is helped. Hope is the heart's attachment to something it loves. That will take place in the future, just as fear relates to what will transpire in the future. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah says, those who perform deeds for my sake should not for my reward trust the deeds they have done. For even if they worked for all their lives in my service and ibadah, they would fall short. Rather, they should rely upon my rahmah and have hope in my fadl, that is my grace, and find contentment in their good thoughts of me. For indeed, my mercy will reach them, my pleasure will go forth to them, and my forgiveness will envelope them. No creature of Allah can be devoted to him as he deserves to be devoted to. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his du'as used to say, مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ إِبَادَتِكَ وَمَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَقْرِمَعْرِفَتِكَ. We're not devoted to you as you deserve to be devoted to, and we do not know you as you deserve to be known. Hope is amazing. Look what he says in Surah Al-Dhumr. This is Surah number 39, ayah 53. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Say, O those who have transgressed or who have been wasteful been extravagant, in other words, committed sins against their souls. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair of the rahmah of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, Allah shall forgive all sins. He is the forgiving and the merciful. You know, hadith tells us that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah's rahmah is so abundant that even shaitan will aspire for his pardon. We've got to have that hope. That is one way of keeping away from Jahannam. But there must be a sense of warning. We must be careful of differentiating between hope and delusion. You see, we may be deluded into thinking that by hoping in Allah we can do whatever we want and His mercy will embrace us. But if we belittle His commands, we do not follow them, we do not do our best, then we are deluded. If we're committed to His obedience and we have this greatness and mercy imprinted on our hearts, then that is called hope. I'd like to end with a hadith from Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, and on this topic, where he says, there are some people who commit sins and say we are hopeful. They remain in this condition until death comes to them. These are people who have been swept away by false hopes. They lie. They're not hopeful. For indeed, one who has hope in something pursues it. One who fears something flees from it. The next inscription on that door said, one who fears Allah is safe. Khawf, or fear, is that which is related to future events. Because when you fear that something undesirable may happen, or that something desirable may pass by us, or would, you know, we're not going to get it, then that is called fear. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked about the contents of the will that Hazrat Luqman left for his son. Now we see a lot of this mentioned in Surah Luqman, but look at what Hazrat Luqman has told his son. And Imam said there were some wonderful things in it, and the best of all the things he said to his son was, have such a fear of Allah that were you to come to him with the virtues of the two worlds, he would still punish you. And put so much hope in him that were you to come to him with the sins of the two worlds, he would still have rahmah on you. Then Imam said, my father used to say, there is no mu'min who doesn't have two lights in his heart, the light of fear and the light of hope. Were these to be measured, one would not exceed the other. It's like the two wings of an eagle. And hope is the wind beneath these wings, you know. Fear and hope go hand in hand. We've got to understand that we should never close our eyes to our shortcomings in fulfilling His orders to reach our full potential, nor should we ever take our eyes off His rahmah, which is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, since we're talking about fear, there are various levels and degrees of fear in accordance. I'd like to call it khawf, because fear to me means false evidence appearing real. This is not false evidence. This is awesomeness. And I'd like to call it a different name other than fear. So khawf, in accordance with the level of knowledge, it's in level with the level you have. You know, in Surah Al-Fatir, Surah number 35, he says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ, this is ayah 28, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَا. Only those will be God-conscious or will have awesomeness or about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they have knowledge. If I take the example of a child who reaches out for a snake and the mother runs to the child, the mother is running because she has knowledge. The khawf, the awesomeness, the fear, the positive fear that she has is because she knows what the snake can do. While a child, if he's scared of the dark, that is false evidence appearing real. So we've got to have knowledge about what we are really, what really brings awe to us. And maybe, if I can put it in the best way, which relates to Jahannam, is where in Dua Qumail, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَرَبِّي صَبَرْتُ عَلَىٰ عَذَابِكَ فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ فِرَاكِكَ. And my Rabb, suppose that I am able to bear your punishment, how can I bear separation from you? That is the khawf, the positive fear of being separated from him. And the only thing that instills this concept is contemplating on his justice, on death, on the day of Qiyamah, the accounting, the hisab, the scales in relation to our sins, and reflecting on the ayat of hadith and hadith, which tell us how much separation we will have from mercy if we don't understand. Now, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the mu'min stands between two dreadful things. his or her past sins regarding which he/she doesn't know what Allah will do, and the remainder of his life regarding which he doesn't know what more sins they will commit therein. So they don't wake up except in a state of fear, and nothing keeps them righteous except fear. And finally, the third inscription on this door was, "An unsuccessful is the disillusioned one who hopes in other than Allah and fears other than Him." When we fear others or their opinions, and in doing so we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that our striving, our efforts really have nothing, absolutely nothing. They dissipate as the person or the thing that we're trying to please. In Surah Al-Imran, this is Surah number 3, Ayah 175, Allah says, "إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاهُ فَلَا تَخَافُهُمْ وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ." It's a shaitan who makes you fear his friends, but don't fear them. Fear me. In other words, show awesomeness for me if you are mu'mineen. If we hope in one other than Allah for a reward or a compensation for anything, it's like hoping for water from a mirage. Imam Zain al-Abidin, for example, when he talks about human beings, he says, "When you are tried by a slip, don't complain to Allah's creatures, for you would only be complaining about the merciful to the merciless." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that when we fear something or someone other than Allah, and remember here I say fear quite strongly, because when you fear something or someone other than Allah, it is false evidence appearing real, and we hope for anything from other than Him, then all doors close upon us, and the fear predominates upon us with a veil over our souls, with 70 veils, and the least of them, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is doubt. And the human being realizes that literally all creation is immersed in possibilities, in poverty and need. And really the only one whom we can rely on, whom we should have some awesomeness about, is Allah. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 78. قُلْ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Everything is from Allah. I love this ayah. قُلْ, say, O Muhammad, tell them, كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Everything is from Allah. So then why worry? Why fear someone or something? And as I mentioned before, it's like the wings of a bird. If fear and hope are only in Allah, and they're equal and balanced, then it makes our flight perfect and our ascent to our full potential, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perfect. When one lacks, the bird loses its ability to fly. And when both fear and hope in Allah is missing, then just like a bird without wings, we fall to our death, and our striving really fails. When we strive to reach our full potential, we don't, because we strive to reach somebody else's aspiration of our full potential. Inshallah, we will continue with the inscriptions on these doors tomorrow.